welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
My name is Lawrence G. I'm from, I'll say, Birkenhead, and on the art course.
Hiya, Lawrence. How are you doing, mate?
I'm not too bad. How about you, Mark?
I'm excellent. Cheers, mate. So then let's start this off. What's your story? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life?
Basically, starting from school to college, I've basically focused my skills on art. I've endeavoured to get better and better at my art and basically try to focus on moving from a traditional art background to the computer-based art that I do now.
Excellent. So what do you currently do for a living?
I work as a 3D artist here at Brain and Agile Game Development.
Excellent. How did you end up working there?
It was through a placement. Trained a game, got me a placement here, which I'm very grateful for, and I worked here for the placement, and then when the placement was over, I was just kindly offered the job.
Very nice. How long have you worked there?
2 years, actually. Just recently became 2 years.
And still enjoying it, I assume?
Oh, I love it here, yeah.
So, what are you currently working on with the company, if I can ask?
You can. We are literally about to release a Kickstarter anytime soon, a game called Open Wheel. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding system, basically uses, there's a website you can go to Kickstarter, loads of projects on there, and the actual users and the people who actually give them money are actually people of the world. And basically Kickstarter is this crowdfunding system where people get to judge the game themselves or the item in general that go on there. So what we've done is we're putting a project up there called Open Wheel, an online racing game that we've designed and developed ourselves. It's pretty special because it features a unique game connection system that has no lobby screens whatsoever. When you want to race, you can just drop straight into a game, into any running server. To be honest, no lobbies means more time spent racing. You can customize the cars and drivers, loads of stats to track, on-track celebrations, race teams, leagues. There's lots to go in there.
So what drew you and the company to Kickstarter?
Well, Kickstarter offers a great way for small independent developers like ourselves to fund projects, especially ones that we really care about. If people like what we are trying to do, then they could back us and they help us out with the funding and stuff. The finances that we need, you know, it'll make the game happen. It gives us a huge boost and we can make the game really, really great.
What is your personal reason then for getting into the gaming industry in the first place?
It's been a... Do you remember Lemmings?
Yeah, I do indeed, yes.
I'm thinking of like back when I was a really young age and I played my first game from back like the old PC games all the way at modern consoles and stuff. I played computer games for a long time, but I was really intrigued in what went into a game. I wasn't always intrigued about playing the game itself, but I spent a lot of time looking at the game when playing it to figure out how it was working and what made it work. That's really what pulled me in.
Alright. And so is that what drew you to it, was it? Is that what drew you to the art in particular, or was that just from things in school?
What drew me to art was I've always been an artist. I've always drawn and painted. I love to paint. I'm a very traditional artist. And I decided that I wanted to move into the art within games because I wanted to see how they did it. And when I discovered how they did it, I thought it was quite interesting. So I decided to take my traditional skills into a computer-based skills.
So how has Train to Game helped you get to where you are now?
I started the course nearly 3 years ago now, very near the end of it. And I basically started the course of the art course. I was frozen at the point where I had a basic job working in a shop, and Train to Game contacted me to let me know that they'd accepted me on the art course. And so I accepted, I took on the position, I started doing the coursework, got on with the coursework. And basically, it was the placement that really helped me get where I was.
Very nice. So, finally then, where can people find out more about the project you're working on?
Of course, that's the main part. You can check out our Facebook page, Brain in a Jar. We've got a Facebook page, a Twitter. We've got at Open Wheel Game. We've got at Brain in a Tweet. Check out there. And also, you can go to our website, which is brainandajar.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Lawrence.
No worries, yeah. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you again. Bye.
Right, take it easy, bye.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.